Let's go to Detroit.
Now you're talking, brother.
I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In
his blue velour and silk. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus from Liverpool and witness. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field, you are stars of track and stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? She had the moves, she had the speed, it went to her head. Never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her into college. But when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her what she wanted. Stars of track and field, you are stars of track and field, you are stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful
actually. Sorry, just kidding, only my mic is on.
No, you can talk.
No, wait, come. Okay, hello, this is Bronwyn,
and this is Uma,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is like one of the last shows of the semester, which is kind of sad. Usually if you're a regular listener to Jangle Heaven, this is usually Jack's show at 9 a.m. on Friday morning, but I am filling in because he has a paper to write.
Damn.
Yeah, couldn't be us. We finished a couple days ago. We both are from Cambridge, so moving home is very easy for us.
Yeah.
But Uma has unfortunately not started
It's
packing.
Actually quite unfortunate. Yeah. There's a lot to do. The reason I woke up, so I went to bed really late last night, guys. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up and Ron was like, how did you wake up for this? And it's because I was just filled with anxiety and stress about having to pack. And Lauren, like my roommate Lauren, woke up at like 7 to go do like work. Mm-hmm. And I had to wake up with her. So I've been up since 7.
Very impressive.
We were running on the lawn.
There were like four of us out at the Burn last night, and we were like, let's do a radio show tomorrow at like...
Yeah, I'm the only one who rallied.
And Uma was the only one who rallied.
Damn.
So it's very impressive. And also, Uma was the last to go to bed. So extra impressive. Bonus points for that.
I'm mad at Hazel. There's a special guest that might be coming later.
Yeah, there may be other guests coming in throughout the hour, but for now it's just me and Uma, which is very cute because, fun fact, we've gone to school together for 15 years. So we have a lot to discuss.
We have a lot to discuss. Wait, turn my mic on. I'm like,
okay,
leaning
I will.
Over.
No,
this
I will.
This is a WMFO novice. She's no regular.
Okay.
No, that's not true. Do you know how to do it when people call in?
No.
Lauren always gets really stressed. No. She's like, please don't call in.
Yeah, I don't know how to call. I don't know how to pick up the phone if you call
so
in.
So don't call in, but we'd love to hear from you if you know us.
Yeah, no, I think I can figure it out. Please try and call in, and maybe I'll pick it up.
I agree. I feel like it's something over there. Like
no,
that
they have like a...
Oh.
They show you how to do it. I just...
Oh.
We're smart enough to figure this out.
This is so true. We've had a really great education our whole lives. And we've actually had the same education, so we know only all the same things. There's not one thing...
That one of us doesn't know. Okay, so the first song we just played was Belle and Sebastian, The Stars of Track and Field.
Classic.
And you're about to hear The Magician
by Andy Schaaf.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
specific a song?
No.
Oh, we're talking?
Yeah, we're talking.
We're talking. Should I put my...
Okay, so that was The Magician by Andy Schaaf. Uma, do you want to explain that album?
So, the album is actually really good, and it's called The Party, and I'm struggling to remember a single one of the other names of the songs. However, if you listen to all of the songs in order, it's like the stages of them. I'm gonna pull it up. I feel like...
I think Jill went to his concert this semester.
Really? Yeah, you can talk saw that. Again. I think it was over spring break, though.
Oh.
Maybe not.
I feel like I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
she
it's
went.
Called The Party. The Magician's actually the first song on the album. And if you go through the album, it's like the different stages of the party in the lyrics. Mm. So the second song is called Early to the Party. We can play that at some other point okay. this hour. I honestly, yeah, I rarely have listened to the whole album.
But you've listened to it.
I have listened to it.
Okay.
There is something beautiful about the album. You know, like, everyone today is making playlists, but
yeah,
if you just listen to a whole album,
no, so true.
It is something nice. Wait, do you don't listen? This is Jill's thing.
What?
Do you listen to Andy Schaaf?
No. I've heard, like, I remember you telling me about the album and to listen to it, and then I never did. Sorry, but it's okay. I should, and I feel like I've heard a few of his songs.
It's okay.
But unfortunately, haven't listened to much.
When I went to the...
That was good, though. I liked that.
It is good. It's like...
Yeah. Wait, also Sunset Canyon. Is that a song by him?
Yeah.
Something...
Sunset? Play. I honestly... This album is... Yeah, Sunset Canyon. That's actually his most popular song. Don't play that. Let's listen to it.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see what it's like.
Okay.
His most pop... Wait, he just released a single.
I remember this was, like, on one of your playlists, I think in high school.
Oh, really? That's funny. I actually have don't remember names or artists ever. I just, like, have trouble with that.
Okay, so we're going to play...
More Andy Schaaf forever.
His next song right now, Sunset Canyon. So here we go. Enjoy.
Amazing.
To win again, when I thinking of your blue eyes, searching for a reason tonight, following the white line to lay back in an old motel and dream that you're whole again. Thank you.
Since you left me, I've been out with other guys, but they don't see the love light shining in my eyes. And when they want to kiss goodnight, I just can't seem to do it right. My heart's not in it, oh no, my heart's not in it. Oh no, 'cause my heart still belongs to you. Cause when I think that someone else has won my heart, I find it's only wishful thinking on my part. And there's just nothing I can do to get that feeling I had with you. My heart's not in it, oh no, my heart's not in it, oh no, 'cause my heart still belongs to you. What my friends are telling you, but if they say I'm doing fine, it's just not true. I may run with the crowd and stay out late, but baby, let me set me straight. My heart's not in it, oh no, my heart's not in it, oh no, 'cause my heart still belongs to you. Oh, oh, oh. My heart's not in it, oh no, oh. My heart's not in it, oh no, oh.
Hey, we're back.
God.
Sorry, Umi, your mic is not on. There you go.
Okay. Are you sure it's on?
No, it's fully on.
Okay. I feel like something should be coming in my headphones.
Oh, your headphones are probably not on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to use a different pair?
No. That's
like some of them are plugged in and some of them are
interesting.
Not.
Wait, let me try.
Yeah.
But keep the viewers entertained.
Okay.
While I'm switching.
Well, I was gonna ask you an important question. So I was yesterday reflecting on sophomore year since it just finished. And
damn.
I was thinking specifically about, like, the foods of sophomore year, because freshman year, Jill and I have talked about this in depth, but the chickpea taco salad at Tufts was like such of like a critical staple.
I actually must get one more chickpea taco salad today.
But no, this year me and Jill, like, I don't think I could stomach a chickpea taco
But I haven't had a single one all year.
No, I haven't either, but last year I would have one every single day.
Every day. It was actually horrible.
No, and Jill was like, yeah, sometimes me and Emma would have them for lunch and dinner, like, back to back. And now neither of us have had a single one the whole
but
year.
But arguably, okay, I also have not had a single one this year. But, like, the chickpea taco salad is a good meal.
It's good, but I think I, like, ran into the ground.
You did. I did too. But I kind of want to get one more because, like, I don't think I'm going to do meal swipes next year. So it's like.
Yeah, but personally, the thought of, like, eating the chickpea taco, like, I can't like
with
do that, that.
With the stirred dressing, yeah. Like, green dressing.
It's, I really reached my limit.
That's so funny.
But, okay, my question was, what was this year's chickpea taco salad for you? I know what mine was.
Really?
Mine was the hard pita plate. Because that was not, like, I didn't have it at all last year.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So this year, that was, like, huge.
Honestly,
discovery.
Last year, that was, like, my second, that would be second place last year, okay. The hard pita plate. It was just, like, pasta. Like, I ate so much pasta. It was disgusting. I felt like I was back in high school, just, like, at the pasta bar.
Wait, I was actually thinking the other day, what, like, I was asking someone about, like, their high school cafeteria.
You know, Ivana.
I simply couldn't remember what they served in ours. Like, what did we have?
Okay, let me tell you, for the listeners, okay. we went to Cambridge Rindge and Latin School.
High school.
Public school. Yeah, it sounds like a private school. Don't be deceived.
Latin.
It's just like an old school, okay? And then it's pretty much on Harvard campus. However, it's not very much like Harvard.
At all, really.
We had two cafeterias, the main caf and the media caf.
Okay, I remember that. Wait, let me try and remember.
Okay, I'll fill it in. Perfect.
Okay, I think media caf was vegetarian.
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
was the media caf cool? Like, I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think it was.
I think, like, media caf was later in high school discovery for
true.
Me.
Yeah, true. No, but I feel like it was cool freshman to, like, sit in the main caf.
Yeah. But, okay, also, like, I feel like the older I got, the more I would eat at, like, at high school, we were allowed to eat, like, off campus.
True.
Which was just, like, the market across
for everyone
the
who hasn't been, you must go to Darwin's
or Darwin,
LTD
yeah,
literally cafe is, in Cambridge.
I tell everyone
and get a toasted Walden. It's delicious.
But I think like senior year, I was probably only eating at Darwin's and Broadway Market. Like I just gave up on.
Wait, I gave up on Broadway Market in a real way. I used to always go to Broadway.
The bagels were like the same price as the lunch. Also, I remember we had to pay. That was another thing that I was like, oh, that's interesting.
It was like $3.
Yeah, I know, but like. I remember I would, like, run out of money and my mom would... I would have to, like, call my mom to, like, put money on my account. But wait, okay. Fill me in on the... other food thing I remember is that they would have, like, the pasta
You could
have with, like, grated Parmesan.
Yeah.
So that was, like, a backup option. And then other, like, backup, if I wasn't into what they were serving, was they would have...
The salad bar.
Oh, I don't remember the salad bar. But I do remember they would have, like, at the cash register, like, wrapped up PB&J sandwiches.
I don't think I ever got
around. And in the mini cafe on Mondays, they would have grilled cheese.
Yeah.
They'd always run out after, like,
funny story.
2 minutes.
So this was actually the worst grilled cheese. Like, I know you guys are thinking, like, the DeWitt grilled cheese is not that good. No, this was, like, actually dry. It was a singular slice of cheddar. It was always, like, melted and then cold. And they would, and if you had, like, we had three lunches, like, the school's divided. And if you had, like, lunch C, which was the last one, like, you definitely were getting a cold grilled cheese. Despite all that, the lunch bell strikes and everyone actually, like, used to, like, sprint into the media caf just to, like, grab the last grilled cheese. Like, there'd be, like, a scuffle at the little
grilled
cheese.
Wait, also, did I say taco day? That was important.
So, also, the other thing is they had the same menu every single week that they just repeated over and over and over again. So, pulled pork taco was not on Tuesday, despite popular food. I don't remember what tacos did.
But also, I was vegetarian by junior year.
Oh, no.
So I was not having taco.
Then they had...
Like, what was I eating?
Then they had pulled... I actually care... I only remember pulled pork Tuesday.
Okay.
Pulled pork was on Tuesdays, and I had that freshman year, and it was never good. And I only used to have it because my brother is older, and he went to the same high school, and he would always be like, the pulled pork's my favorite meal. Like, you have to get the pulled pork.
But what would the media calf serve?
Like, it was just those, like, gloopy soups of vegetables and, like, rice. Like, I don't remember, like...
But I don't think I would have eaten that.
Also, they were really good at, like... Yeah, then we went to Darwin's. They were really good at, like, making things, like... we think DeWick is good at repurposing. Like they, I distinctly remember, I have a vivid memory of them saying they had cornbread one time, but it was like vanilla bean cake. So it was not cornbread. And they were like giving it to everyone like it was cornbread.
No, I would love to go back to the cafeteria and like look at the like everything they were serving, because I think like my memories of Ringe cafeteria
are mixed
with like DeWick, so I can't remember like what
true
yeah bowls I of like what
those just the way the bowls that it was served in.
Yeah, I do remember.
And
that.
Then they also so they had these like it was kind of nice. It was like they were disposable. That was stupid.
Yeah, that was stupid.
But they had these like disposable bowls. Yeah, we ate it with like plastic every day, and then
I thought it was like cardboard.
Yeah, yeah, it was like cardboard.
Okay.
But plastic forks and knives.
Oh,
no, remember
yeah.
they switched to those plates? Oh, wait, baby, they used to have those, like, sweet potato chunks that they would, like, cut up.
You're so correct about that.
Oh, my God. And mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. Oh, they had mac and cheese a lot.
Yeah, they did have, but not a lot.
No, it was on mac and cheese was with pulled pork
when
Tuesday.
When they had mac and cheese, it was, like, crazy. Like, I was really excited.
Wait, we ate, that's crazy that it was, like, every day.
Yeah, I was like struggling to remember though.
That's so weird. Also just the lunch dynamics, like I barely remember those.
Yeah, and we had three lunches because there were
so it was like
kids.
Who are your friends in your lunch?
Yeah,
if you had lunch B, no friends.
No,
you had to
is,
eat alone.
Okay, it would change. It would
what?
Change like
lunch
the
B?
Best lunch. No.
Yeah, no, not but it was never lunch B because lunch B like third period we split in half, so teachers didn't want to have lunch B. So
I had lunch B a lot.
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was a lunch C girl all through.
Yeah, you were a lunch C girl.
And then senior year, I only had lunch A.
Oh.
And it was lunch A was horrible. You ate at like 11 a.m.
Yeah, that actually sucked. Lunch A was the worst by far because you'd have lunch at 11. It started at 11:12. Who's
yeah,
hungry at 11:12?
No one.
It's either you don't eat breakfast and then you're like starving and then
but
the food
always,
is
I was
bad
fed
anyways.
So well at breakfast in high school. Like I had breakfast every day.
Mm.
There was no way I wasn't gonna eat breakfast. And then no, and then at the end of the day you're literally like falling asleep. You're exhausted.
Yeah, and it was like 2:30.
It was 2:30.
2:30 in the afternoon. Wow.
Wow. What's like what I would give to just like go through it. No, I wouldn't give anything, but like I would want to
no,
like
it would be fun like,
I would
want to
like walk
the hallways.
Okay, I was with some of my other high school friends yesterday and we were talking about how we wanted to like we're think we're finally ready to go back and visit like after it's been like 2 years.
Okay, I've been ready to go back and visit for a minute and no one wants to come with
okay,
me.
Okay, I'm ready now because before I really wasn't ready. I'm gonna like to be honest.
Oh, that's my phone. Okay, I'm gonna play another song. This is Dusk by Alice Phoebe Lou.
Okay
at each other.
Okay, am I on?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time for everyone's most favorite time of the hour, the PSA. This is a good one, I think. I haven't read it yet. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, beddings, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if you have small children are suspected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was a little darker than I thought, but I liked it nonetheless.
I liked it as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like WMFO discourse about what like there are certain PSAs that just get read a lot.
Oh, have you heard the is this one read a lot?
No.
Okay,
no.
I tried to find one because I feel like the like.
Have you heard the dried fruit PSA?
Yeah.
And ladder safety PSA?
That's the one I read last time, the dried fruit PSA.
Dried fruit and ladder safety are like top hits, I would say.
You gotta mix it up.
You gotta mix it up, so true.
So let me tell you this thing that... The companies that like flame retardant couches and stuff is like.
Oh, we're about to get a fun fact.
Yeah. No, but they're like a scam. Like companies did that.
Oh.
I'm just like remembering the story. I watched a whole documentary about this. They're like a scam. Companies did that just because like they wanted to like make you buy more couches and like get more money, but they're actually like horrible for you and they're like filled with chemicals.
Oh.
That can actually kill you.
Oh, my God.
The flame retardant thing. So don't buy flame retardant. That's an actual PSA. Flame retardant, like, people buy, like, flame retardant couches.
Oh.
Because they have, like, a fear of it lighting on fire. But apparently it's, like, not real.
Okay, but also, maybe this is, like, stupid. I don't really know anything about lighting on fire.
10th grade biology class.
But, okay, which is if your house has gotten to the point where your couch is on fire, like, don't you have bigger problems than the couch
being on fire?
Yeah, I agree.
This is true.
I guess if the fire starts on the couch.
No, and apparently, like, these people literally, like... okay, let's go deeper. This whole thing, like, the, like, downfall of, like, the big... I don't know even... It's, like, I'm trying to say big tobacco, but, like, in this case, it'd be, like, what? Like, big flame retardant companies? Like, the downfall of big flame retardant companies was, like, the precursor to the downfall of big tobacco. Like, that was Congress's first time that they, like, took down, like, a big... like, big, a big...
A big corporate entity. Yeah,
but because... And, like the people, the flame retardant people, like, went testified in Congress, and they were, like, telling all these stories of, like, babies dying in cribs, and apparently they were all fake. Like, they were just making
stories. Wait, okay, I watched a very similar documentary, but it was about, oh, God. It was, like, same, like, motifs and idea of, like, the, well, like,
factual.
Like, lobbyists, like, making up stories in
order to
get... Wait,
is it one in Montana?
No, this was something environmental.
There's one about... Yeah, no, the one in Montana about, like, lobbyists and... Oh, wait, did you watch the one in... Guys, have you seen The Last Mountain about West Virginia? It's really sad. I'm an environmental studies major.
Wait, I think we need to... this was for an environmental studies class.
Okay, and I've watched The Last Mountain, like, six times probably in my, like, environmental studies career.
Wait, this was about...
It's about coal mining West... My movie's about coal mining West Virginia, and it's really sad.
Speak more on it.
It's about coal mining in West Virginia and just, like, how they've, like, West Virginia is, like, so... Okay, I'm a East Coast elitist. However, I just, like, don't know anything about West Virginia. And, like, we just don't learn about it. But, like, it's actually, like, beautiful place. But, like, the coal mining industry
Virginia
has kind of destroyed...
West Virginia is actually beautiful.
Yeah, but the coal mining industry has, like, a little bit... Not destroyed it, but, like, affected it a lot. And, like, it's, like, the resource curse. Y'all heard of that? It's, like, the local... Local. Sorry, this is just my class that I took last semester.
No,
let me
please
continue.
You go.
It's the resource curse.
local resource curse. So they're like a really resource rich state, but it's become poor. Because
we talked so much about the like resource oil curse in AP World.
Yeah, but this is this pretty much, but with coal.
Okay, interesting.
So I took a class last semester, the politics of oil and energy and coal. Oh. Nima Mazari, shout out. Great guy. Actually, no, he made it. He made us write. I was just thinking last semester I was like still working because I had a paper, that paper for that class due on Christmas Eve, and that's like a horrible thing to do to someone.
Oh, that was the class.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the class, like, I actually learned a lot, and like it was very little work, and it was very interesting. But whatever, we learned about the resource curse, but it's like in West Virginia. Sorry, I got really off track.
I'm loving this.
But there's a documentary about like the resource curse in West Virginia, how like the economy is so reliant on the coal industry that they are losing money.
Gotcha.
And how because of the coal industry, it's like polluting the whole environment. It's like the cancer rates in West Virginia are like way higher, and like especially around coal areas are like way higher. And they're also like all losing their jobs, like because they're hiring less people and also destroying the environment. So...
wow.
Don't buy anything made of coal.
And this is why it's Tufts Educational Radio.
And this is why it's Tufts Educational Radio. So you didn't learn that about dried fruits. I have nothing to say about dried fruits. You guys should all eat dried fruits.
Okay, so you just heard Dusk by
Alice
play a
song.
Phoebe
I'm
Lou.
Also providing no songs, just,
no,
just chatter.
No, no. All is welcome. All is appreciated. Okay, I'm going to play this song, Maple Syrup, by the Backseat Lovers, which is like... a fave song of all time. I really like this song.
Oh,
but then, for the end of the show, I have recently been getting into electronic music.
Ooh.
From Jack and Jill.
Oh,
yeah.
Jack and Jill.
And
did they come through?
Yeah. And so I'm going to end it with some electronic music. But
beautiful.
Yeah, this next one is not electronic. This is Maple Syrup by the Backseat Lovers.
Wait. Okay, I have something to say.
Go ahead.
No, my thing is that I recently learned that you can take, like, private music lessons at Tufts as, like, a class.
No, you can. You can.
And I think you have to pay extra. I don't also know if I, like,
you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it. But, like, that's so cool.
But, yeah. No, it's expensive.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But, no, it's really cool.
But I met this girl, and she was, like, learning piano, and that's just, like, and she was like, oh, I'm going to just go practice. And I was like, that's literally so cool. But my other friend, Ivana, is learning electric bass.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which I, like, really see.
Wait, as lessons?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And, like, she's not the kind of person you'd picture that.
Yeah, wait.
To do that.
The last
but I kind of think that's, like, a little cool. I like when people do that.
So cool.
So I think you should do that, too.
Facts. I should.
Learn electric bass. Yeah.
Okay. With that, this is Maple Syrup.
Amazing. She's Canadian, also. Yeah.
Picture on the wall. I still have the nightmares where I would have to call you to calm down. I still think about you all the time. When I step out of the shower, I'm reminded of the night when we slept in. Did it hurt when I kicked you to the curb? Now I'm all alone. I guess I'll never learn. Your purple sweater sitting in my room. I tried to wear it, but I knew that it would smell like you. I saw you dancing at the show tonight. I stood in the back, and I think that we both know why. now I'm all alone. Guess I'll never learn. And I lied when I took you on a drive. And I said I'd never speak to her. I wish I would have kept my word.
We're back.
We're back.
So, okay, sorry. I'm going to end the show with two songs by Daft Punk. Yeah.
An hour flies by so fast.
But I'm going to start playing them now because I'm going to run out of time. But
okay.
The first one is the sample that Kanye West used for Stronger. And it sounds like you'll hear
the Stronger. No, but like, did he take it from him?
Well, people sample.
Okay, I know, but it's how I feel like Kanye would like steal.
Yeah, he would steal. Facts. Like, he stole Taylor Swift's... name
and put it in a song.
And put in a song.
That's a good song, though.
Okay, here we go. This is Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk.
Cool.
Never over. work it, make you it up. Do it fast and make sense for the world that ever power.
Okay, so that was Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk from Discovery. Also, there's a movie to that album and you should watch it.
There's a movie?
Yeah. It's like what a is it it's about? From it's also from 2001. So it's like it's kind of anime vibes.
Oh. Did I just break this?
No, you're fine.
Okay, I'm just being lazy. I was trying to pull the mic like all the way as close to me as possible so I could like lean back in the chair.
Okay, however. I'm going to play one more song called Instant Crush. But thank you for listening. This is Uma and Bronwyn, and you're listening to
WMFO Freeform Radio.
Medford, 91.5 FM.
Oh, there's somewhere to read it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Guys, no one memorizes that.
No,
it's on the wall. They're fooling you.
Yeah, no, we said the whole thing just like broken up. So we said everything we needed to say.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. Questions. Yeah. And thank you, Uma, for coming into the studio after going to bed at 4 a.m.
Of course, I have to do so much stuff.
When Uma makes a commitment, she comes through, guys.
I appreciate that. I don't know if that's always true.
Okay, last song. Thanks for listening.
Bye.